Zocco was not only quartermaster general of the armies of the false pharaohs, with the rank of best of 10,000, but he was also an adept of the Red Road. He was able to give Nefer the exact tally of all the enemy fighting chariots and transport wagons and where they were deployed. From memory, he drew up a list of the numbers of horses and bullocks in depots of the Delta, and the latest inventory of weapons stored in the armories. Trok and Naja have taken almost the last serviceable fighting chariot with them on the expedition to the east. Less than 50 left in Egypt, in either the upper or lower kingdom. The military workshops at Avaris, Thebes, and Aswan are working day and night, but every chariot they turn out is sent immediately along the road to Beersheba and Mesopotamia. Horses we have none, thanks to Pharaoh's bold stroke at Thane, even though most are young and unbroken. "But we cannot fight a campaign without chariots," said Hilto gloomily. "We cannot seize what does not exist. And all the gold now in the royal treasury cannot buy a single squadron." While they had been away from Galala on the Great Horse Raid, Hilto had brought in the remaining gold from the caches along the eastern highway. There was over 3 lakhs of the precious metal in the ancient cisterns under the city of Galala. He went on, "Soon Trok must hear of our successes. He'll realize that we've become a real threat. As soon as he's captured Babylon, he'll divert part of his army to attack us here. If he sent only 100 chariots, we could not stand against them in our present state." When all the others had had their say, Nefer stood to address the council. He did not speak long. "Zocco, you train the horses for me," he said. "Taita and I will find the chariots."
"That, Majesty, will take a minor miracle," said Zocco gloomily.
"Be not so parsimonious, master of 1,000 chariots," Nefer smiled at him. "How can we make good your title with only a minor miracle? Let us put our faith in a major one."